Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
So many questions. I will have so many questions to ask in heaven, if and when I make it. One of the mysterious and great things about heaven is that God is eternal. So a great part of the infinite joy in heaven will be learning at each instant more and more about God than what we knew the instant before. I won't ask my questions of the Holy Trinity. I know that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost have better things to do than to handle my questions. I probably would not even ask St. Peter or St. Paul, as their answers might be above my understanding. I will probably ask St. James. I have always found his theology as expressed in his epistle to be practical and understandable. Also, we have both lived in Spain and share a love of that great peninsula. So I will take up my questions with him, with St. James. One of my first questions will be why? I will ask about the mystery of the Incarnation. Why did God become man? Why did the second person of the Blessed Trinity, God the Son from all eternity, come to earth to be born of the Blessed Virgin Mary? This answer, I think, will fill a lot of my early eternity. In this life, we can only know and see things indistinctly, as St. Paul says, as through a glass darkly, he famously said. Still, we strive to understand, insofar as we can, this side of heaven. That's what most of theology is, a sacred science which helps us enunciate what we can understand about God and the Church and offer possible explanations for what we cannot understand. St. Anselm of Canterbury gives a good explanation of the Incarnation. Man was separated from God at the fall through the original sin, of which every other man became an inheritor. So we are born in separation from God with original sin. Only a human could make up for this fall, St. Anselm says, but a man could never make an offering to God which would make up for original sin. God the Son became man, St. Anselm said, because through Jesus Christ, grace was restored to the world. He became man and then made the supreme offering of his life. Jesus, as man, made his offering to God the Father in his human nature. As God the Son, his offering was then worthy to be made to God the Father, and so this rift between God and man was healed. Now, St. Anselm was relying on over 1,000 years of scripture and theology as the foundation of his work. In sacred scripture, we have the inspiration of God. St. Paul, for instance, had the guidance of God when he prepared some of the most beautiful and profound explanations of some of the questions of why God became man. A canticle is like an Old Testament psalm. It is a hymn which also contains beautiful theology. St. Paul, when he writes and has a canticle, he may have been recording a hymn which was already being chanted by early Catholics. Some of them, then, were copies, and some he composed outright. One of these canticles we find in Philippians chapter 2, and it can help us understand why God became man. St. Paul writes, quote, "Brothers and sisters, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of foolishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interest, but also for those of others." Unquote. And now the canticle proper begins. St. Paul writes, quote, "Have in you the same attitude that also was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, and of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Unquote. You may have your own questions you want to ask in heaven. As all Christians, you will strive to understand some of those things during this life, through Bible study, studying the Catechism, attendance at Holy Mass. Sometimes, as in the canticle from St. Paul, which I have just shared, we find profound answers to our own questions on this earth. But as always, the answers will remain incomplete this side of heaven. Be good, say your prayers, and unite those prayers with the church, the body of Christ. Many of us have profound faith, but all of us are seeking answers in this life, or will be in the next. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Soseman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.